As we, I just got a notice saying the accurate report right now of active case is 54 in Taney County. And I think it's being pretty well known, but there's confusion on exactly what the Taney County Health Department issued. The Taney County Health Department issued a resolution for pronouncing the need for face covering in any outdoor public place in Taney County to protect the well-being of Taney County businesses and preserve our local economy. The Taney County Health Department implores Taney County residents and visitors to protect the public health by wearing face covering while in any indoor public place to interrupt disease transmission and protect the public health. It is a resolution to let the people know the importance of the spread of the virus, and it comes down from the federal down that to prevent the spread, they're now saying in the southern states is where you see the largest growth, and that's the reason the Taney County Health Department has done this. The board members had voted to do that. They did the least restrictive possible, and just hoping the citizens will, that the mask is different than I thought. I always thought it was to protect me from getting it, from bringing it to my loved ones, my mothers, and, but if it protects you, so if I wear it, I'm protecting you. If I wear it and you have the virus and don't have it, then it would spread more rapidly. Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 459614 through 459683. No warrants or journal entries or transfers.
I need you to look at 459638 first, 639 first.
Do you want a second so we can discuss, or?
Pardon?
Do you want 2 seconds so we can discuss?
I will second to, for discussion.
What is the, so on the shipping, I guess we charge freight. Were we not supposed to be charged freight?
The purchase order was put in by Stephanie Spencer, and it included freight, and the bid included, the bid was for including freight. It included shipping and handling, the bid did. But, you know, the bid, the total bid price was $12,875.
Which matches the...
And she's got the 12, okay, yeah. I was given this. The bid is, the freight should be included, but she just put them down separate on her purchase order.
Yeah, on the total bid price was $12,875, and then including shipping and handling.
Yes.
And then total check
is
$12,875.
Correct. Okay. I was given a copy of the bid with it, and it will agree with the final total.
Yes.
Okay.
And then also the $12,875 for 100 units. So it's $125. Mm-hmm. And the $375 for the... So, yeah, it matches out, right?
Yes, it does.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes for June 22nd, 2020, and executive session minutes for June 22nd, 2020.
Move to approve the regular session minutes for June 22, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the executive session minutes for June 22, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Letter of representation regarding financial statement year end December 31st, 2019, number 20-073. Auditor. I have a letter dated June 25th, 2020 from our attorney, Travis Elliott. He approves the letter of representation regarding the financial statement year end 12/31 of 2019. As the form.
Is this the one? What is the one where we kind of had on the bottom, we added past years, a signature line? Like, the statute doesn't require it, but we added a signature line for, I believe, the auditor and the clerk to sign, saying the same. Is that not this?
Yeah, this has the auditor in it.
It has all, and the presiding on
it. It has it all in it.
Well, but all three commissioners had to sign as well, the one I'm talking about.
Oh, this just has the presiding county clerk and auditor. Okay. And it's just pretty much saying that we cooperated according to law and what they audited, what they found. Show them we got a good report. I have no problem with it. What meeting? I don't know. I don't. I'm looking at the agenda. I don't see.
9:20 is letter of representation regarding. That's what is agendized, and that's what on the calendar. That's what it is, and then you were invited to it. I don't know.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh.
Do you have something you'd like to talk about on it?
No, I don't know what it is.
So we have a, as you're, I'm sure, familiar, we have an audit every year by outside auditor, KPM, or whomever gets the bid. It's been KPM lately. Andy Marbejet.
Welcome to it. You're welcome to this if you want it.
Anyway, so it's just an audit of the finances and...
And she may have just put every elected official there. I don't know anything.
It might have just been a typo. Or I don't know. Jeff will find out if he needs to.
To see if you had any comments in regard to it. It's saying how everybody cooperated and everything. If you don't feel that... You
what was the... I'm sorry. It's federal awards below 750,000 personal. Okay. So are we needing to
need to approve Mike signing it?
I'll say just to approve it and allow. Mm-hmm. Move to approve and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the letter of representation regarding financial statement year ended December 31st, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements.
Where's this one at?
Kimball Road, Dixie Cemetery Road.
It's a little, I'm sorry, go ahead. It's towards Josie and down Campbell. Then there's a little road that goes by a cemetery there, just a little short road. And that person on the easement had requested it, and but it took a year for him to get it back to the Road and Bridge Department.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements by and between Taney County and, is it Chauncey Henson?
Yes.
Chauncey Henson and Kara Henson, husband and wife.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Real estate agreement, Mark Twain, R8, School District, number 20-061, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated June 25th, 2020, from our attorney, Travis Elliott, and approves the contract as to form.
This is to help her Road and Bridge Department to not have to travel so far in the maintenance, and they'll be able to stockpile their...
Put a salt shed there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that'll save you how many miles of road time to transfer salt, I forget.
25 miles for probably three or four trucks.
One way?
Yeah.
So it's 50 miles.
Move
to approve the real estate agreement by and between Mark Twain School District and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Do you need to add an ad, Mike Schofield, to sign that? I just knew in the past you had been.
It's only on stuff that's a letter representing all of us. That's a... Mm-hmm. No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2021 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplemental Fund subaward grant number 20-069, Sheriff.
I believe this is what we do each year, so we get reimbursed for a certain deputy's salary if it's below a certain amount.
Yep. Move to approve the grant for the 2021 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplementation Fund subaward by and between Taney County and the Missouri Sheriff Methamphetamine Relief Task Force.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Law Enforcement Support Office Program Application Number 20-07.